Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffler at Leffler Commodities. Tom, time again for another round of USDA crop numbers. And a particular interest this time around is the corn yield and also some of the wheat numbers, not necessarily Southern Plains, but other regions. What was the actual numbers today?
Well, it was a bullish report this morning, as it looks like, once again, USDA is continuing to look at smaller corn and soybean crops out there. They're looking at a corn crop being estimated at 12.54 billion bushels. This is below the average trade estimate. Of course, it's below what they had in October. They also lowered the corn yield to 154.3 bushels per acre. Our soybean crop, we was looking for them to come in with a higher soybean crop, as we've been hearing some fantastic yields out there. They actually lowered it from where it was last month to 3.375 billion. They lowered the yield down to 43.9. So all this very friendly to the market. Our ending stocks were also lower than expected. Everybody was looking for lower ending stocks in our corn and soybeans, but an increase in wheat, and they lowered everything from what it was last month, plus they lowered it below what the trade was looking for this month. Corn, 827 million bushels, soybean ending stocks, 185 million, and wheat at 848 million. So everything came in much more bullish than what anyone was looking for. We did see big upside overnight in our markets, and we're going to see additional upside today. We saw the wheat markets hold up anywhere from 11.5 to 12.5 cents last night, the corn market up 10 to 11 cents last night, and the soybeans up anywhere from 18 to 19 cents overnight. Some early calls are calling the corn 5 to 10 higher, soybeans 30 to 40 higher, but it's awful early yet to get those higher calls really established. But there's no doubt this will also give additional strength to the wheat market, along with the fact that we've got dry weather out there that's concerning everyone.